One day, you find yourself having discovered something called the back rooms. Curious and somewhat horrified, you do research on how to get into the back rooms. For months, you try to noclip into the location several times, such as barns, fields, and at one point, a strip club. You eventually give up. But when you sit down to tell the subreddit dedicated to the back rooms, you end up falling through your bed for what feels like hours. As you finally fell onto a sodden, wet carpet, thrilled, you reach for your phone, but it's no longer in your pocket. Distressed, you wander the yellow halls for what seems like days, weeks, even years. After a while, you see a figure in the distance that seemed to be another human. Ignoring the warnings of the subreddit, you dash over to her. Little did you know, this would be the mistake that led to the end of your life. Where am I? How did I get here? Hello there. Jeez, it's so nice to see someone else. I thought I was going crazy down here. These? Don't worry about it. It's just some sacrification I had done to myself before I fell down here. Hey! Where are you going? Am I scaring you? I swear, I'm not some kind of monster. Just get over here, please. Look, I know I look scary and everything, I know, but I promise I'm not gonna hurt you. Please, just come over here. Please. Look, please. I need hugs. Okay. Buddy, you listen here and listen closely. We're both stuck down here, and you're bound to go insane with no human interaction. So, I recommend you get your dumb ass over here and hug me. Or do I scream and get us both killed, hmm? Do I need to get both of our stupid asses killed? I'm not wanting to die either, but I need some cuddles and hugs, okay? Well, are you gonna get your dumb ass over here or not? Jesus, such a stupid human. There's so much info on us, and yet he ignored all the warnings. Too bad for him, but it's too good for me. Alright, buddy. Get your cock out. Yeah, I'm serious. You walked into my trap, bozo. Huh? You thought I was a human. We're alone down here, idiot. Now, do I have to bite a chunk out of your head, or do I get what I want? Do you need to be hurt or some shit? Do you? Good boy. Now don't be afraid of my teeth. If anything, you'll barely even feel them. Jesus, you're too confused. It barely fits in my mouth. But that doesn't matter much. You'll be dead by the end of this. You know, I might actually keep you as a fuck toy. Mm. If you were my fuck toy, you'd be mine for the rest of your miserable little life. But then again, you'd still be wandering these places on your own. I'm not gonna be your mommy and guide you. I'll simply pop up whenever I want to. You wanna come? Well, that's too bad, bitch boy. On your knees, now. Jesus, look at how hard your cute little face has gotten me. Now open your mouth as wide as possible. Oh, good boy. Jesus. You took it all in one go. Have you done this before? I doubt you've never sucked a cock before because, oh my god. Yeah, you like it, bitch boy. Well, I think it would be a waste to destroy that pretty throat of yours. So you just keep on sucking for a little bit longer, and then I'll pound your ass. Fuck. Just, you know, suck it a little bit longer for me, okay? Or else. Okay, alright, that's enough. On your hands and knees, now. Excuse me? Did you just say no? Do I need to remind you about what I am? What I can do? Do I? Alright, good boy. So, are you ready? Good. You want me to be gentle? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I'm anything but. You wanna know why? I'm a monster girl, sweetheart. Now stop squirming and just let me slam my cock into your ass. Holy shit, you're tight. Hey, stop squirming, slut. Do I need to slap you? Hey, stop squirming. Oh yeah. Okay. Here we go. Good boy. Have you ever taken a cock as big as mine before? No? Oh, well, prepare for your little hole to to be gaped as wide as possible. I'd say I know what feels good, but I know what a little whore you are for a cock. You've always wanted this. You're so fucking obvious. You read absolutely everything about coming to the back rooms, and you couldn't fucking help yourself. All you could think about is being a desperate little slut for me and having your ass pounded in vigorously with no fucking breaks by me, making me feel good, being used and abused. Okay. Already. Oh shit. Here we go. Oh, you little cock slut. Oh, you little desperate slut. No, I'm gonna come pounding this fucking delicious tight ass of yours. Oh my cum, it's gonna be flowing out of your tight little ass. Oh, are you ready? Ready? Oh fuck. Oh god, my cum, it's flowing out of your tight ass. Wow, does it feel good? How about some cuddle fucking? A bit slower this time. Oh, I know the floor is wet and uncomfortable, but I can't really do anything about that. I can lay you down on top of me and then cuddle fuck you. Does that sound good? Yeah. Alright, get on top of mommy. Ooh, there we go. Do you want to just cuddle and kiss for now? You do. So get over here, silly. Oh god. Your ass is so tight. Why weren't you the first person to see me? Just baffles me. You're so submissive and obedient towards me. It's so adorable. Hey, stay quiet, okay? You can't scream or else we'll be caught and you'll be killed. Okay, baby. Okay, mommy's gonna come again. I know I had a sudden mood switch, but you know, that's just me. Hey, okay, 5. 4. 3. 2. 1. Oh my god, with mommy. Come on. Oh, there you go. There you go. You feel good, yeah? Ooh. Oh, I'll take care of you for a little bit. Maybe you can take care of me. Look, I'm sorry for being so rough on you. It's so quiet and so... I've just been so lonely here and, well, you know, even a monster can lose their mind. I can't believe I didn't actually lose it and just start killing wanderers. But you just ignored everyone's warnings, huh? I'm certainly glad you did. You're honestly so cute up close and personal, you know? Mm-hmm. Are you okay? Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry if I scare you. But there's a level called the Infinite City. It's quite comfortable and quiet. Of course, there's always the threat of entities, but much less so than down here. And there's food, water, everything you could ever need. Would you like that? Yeah? You want to go up there? Take my hand, love. We'll go somewhere that's even more safe. I promise. Come on. Or else.